Hi, friends. Gene Valentino from the Grassroots Truthcast. You've got to join us not only for the great shows and entertainment and guests, but you got to join us because our sponsorship is growing. And it would mean a lot to them, not to mention me, if you come on board. And the one we're featuring this week is Luis Sanchez from The Cigar Shop. He owns a company called La Tradición Cubana. The Cigar Shop, Miami, Florida, since 1995. This Luis is really one heck of a guy. He's determined to manufacture cigars based on an unprecedented excellence in quality using old-fashioned Cuban methods. The cigar isn't always cheaper, but it is better. And if, like, you're drinking a fine wine, you got to have a fine cigar, look for Luis Sanchez at The Cigar Shop. He helped me find a nice Connecticut wrapper with a Nicaraguan blend. And this cigar has become not only my enjoyment, but this cigar has also become my brand and my marketing tool. If you notice up close, we've got a little label he's put on there for me. And that's my website, genevalentino.com. It's at the Grassroots Truthcast. Now, here's the deal. You go to thecubanshop.com, find the cigar you want, and Luis will throw in the labels for free. But you got to tell him Gene sent you. Tell Luis Gene sent you. The labels are free. These are $50 to $100 values based on the count. And you can get this to become part of your branding experiment. I'm using this with my guests on the Grassroots Truthcasts. This could be your brand on your product, your service, anywhere in the world. Look for Luis Sanchez at thecubanshop.com. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your smoke. Good morning to everybody. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to start out with a great local example of what's going on with the invasion of our country. Our country's being invaded, folks. And Ted, you may have seen this. It was on both. It was on WDAM website. It was on WLOX. This happened down in Biloxi, actually D'Iberville. But many of you will know exactly where I'm talking about when I tell you what happened at the Walmart in D'Iberville, which is right at the intersection of Interstate 10 and I-110, where you're headed down into Biloxi. Big shopping area, a lot of things going on there. According to the D'Iberville police, there was a man arrested Wednesday for looking under stalls in the women's restroom. The chief of police there, Shannon Nobles, said that they arrested 20-year-old Jessler J.O. Perez from Guatemala. Now, this guy is from Guatemala. He's not from here. How did he get here? Well, guess what? He is, because we live in Mississippi and because we believe in laws and we believe that illegal immigrants should be held accountable for things that they do here and they should be deported, they put a detainer on him, an ICE detainer on this guy. Now, we don't know what his intentions were if he wouldn't have gotten caught. We don't know if this couldn't have been another situation where a young woman gets murdered right here in our very near to our homes. This is something that I think is going to actually, I don't think there's any turning back from this now. We have to elect somebody that will protect us from these crazy people coming from all over the world that have a whole different set of values than we do. Gene, what do you think about that?
You cannot enjoy the riches of America unless you follow the rules of America. And what has happened in the last decade in particular is you see a social makeup occurring within our elected folks and in our constituents where it's a transformation of thinking, Michael, right, where people are beginning to say, well, maybe we need to adjust our ways to their way. Let me say it differently. If someone comes into my home with muddy boots and decides to put their feet up on my coffee table in my living room, they're getting smacked and thrown out of the house. When in Rome, you do as the Romans.
Right.
Now, if that's acceptable elsewhere, fine. It's not acceptable here. Get the hell out.
Yeah, you know, here we are with a person who is obviously deviant, looking under, you know, women's stalls in the women's bathroom to begin with. Of course, you know, we can't really say much about that anymore, right? Because maybe he identifies as a woman. And, you know, I mean, that's the craziness. It's the craziness that we're having to deal with. People who are actually sane, who actually have common sense, who actually want to do good and obey the laws and pay their taxes, we're getting dumped on. And it's horrible. And I'm sick and tired of it. And this is just a local example of how this could happen to you. And like I said, the most important part about this, it's hard to prove a negative, right? But the most important part about this is, what would he have done had he not been caught? Would he follow one of those women out of the bathroom to their car, maybe follow them home, maybe knock their brains out like the guy did up in Georgia? We don't know.
Well, it's at least immoral, but it's definitely illegal. And we think there's something that we have to do to tolerate this nonsense. It extends into the schools. It extends into education. It extends into DEI practices about diversity, equity, and inclusion, applying to how corporate employers are hiring people and what we must tolerate with the guys sitting next to us at work. This is an attempt on the deep state funded by George Soros to take on a massive transformation of the human psyche of American thinking to numb us up before the operation. And the operation will be the takeover of America if we don't stand up and do something about it. Now, I've talked about something recently, Michael, that before seemed rather crazy. And a lot of people kind of tolerated my opinion, but now it's proving to be true. We need to make the country of Mexico the 51st state of the nation. We need to make Haiti the first 52nd, Puerto Rico the 53rd, and I could continue.
Right.
Why? Because I want to adopt that practice? No. These bad actors stay right where they are in their own countries, now a new state of a United States, and they then begin to adopt and follow the rules of the states. They enjoy the benefits of the states. They enjoy everything they're trying to climb over a border wall to enjoy here. They enjoy where they are in their own backyard. And here's the thing everyone forgets. They're paying American taxes. They're contributors. They're not takers, which you and I are funding right now. That's what's driving me nuts. Now, do I like that behavior? Hell no. Do we have a cartel in Mexico to deal with? Absolutely yes. We'll stick those perverse FBI agents who are banging down doors here in the United States on some sort of big show, like it's a scene out of a movie, when they infiltrate someone's home at 5 a.m. We'll use those actors to go down and deal with the cartel, and we'll use those actors to go after the political wrongdoers that are feeding all these bad people coming over the border in the first place.
Well, it's not going to happen, so forget about that.
Oh, we got to. I know what is happening. A takeover of this nation.
Yeah.
And
well,
if we don't get aggressive about an alternative response, Michael, we won't even have a radio show like this to discuss it on anymore.
Yeah, you're probably right. But here's the thing. What we need to do, or what I think needs to be done before any of that happens, is that they need to declare the cartels in Mexico terrorist groups and start bombing them, start blowing them up, just like we do over in Sudan and Iraq and all of these other places. You want to talk about being able to stop it? You start taking out their leaders. You start letting them know that this is war.
Well,
and I
the only guy we
look,
know.
You get the wait. You get the right president in there that's got the kahunas to do something about it, and we can stop this.
That's what I was going to say. And the only guy we know that can do that and has proven to have done it is Donald Trump.
Yeah. And so we know that. We've got to get something happening here because this is consuming our life.
That's
correct.
This
border situation is consuming our life. It is taking jobs away from Americans. It is lowering the standard of living in this country. And
it's
the people who are hurt, it shocks me sometimes that the people who are hurt the worst, and I hate to come across so negative this morning, but it just ticks me off. The people that are hurt the worst by these policies are the very people that will go and vote for Joe Biden.
Well, it's, there's a, I had something I came across this morning I'll share with you. Do you remember someone going back to the 1700s? His name was Maximilian Robespierre. He preceded Napoleon. He was a whack job himself, but he came up with some interesting philosophical comments. He was trying to promote a strong state of his own, similar to Marxism and socialism. And he had a comment: the secret of freedom lies in educating people, whereas the secret of tyranny lies in keeping them ignorant.
Right.
So if we stay ignorant about the facts right underneath our nose, one of which you brought up this morning, about this keeping Tom in the bathroom stalls, if that's the case, and we allow that to continue, then we get what we deserve. How's that for an answer? The beauty
exactly.
of our constitutional republic, the democracy itself, is that freedom and liberty starts at the grassroots level, and it's time for us to rise up and take back our nation. Even the sheriffs in the local counties over here are saying, listen, if you got some bad behavior in your front yard, shoot them and then call us. That's
right.
Coming from sheriffs.
Well,
so, I'm not suggesting that directly. You're going to defend yourself, obviously, as the Second Amendment allows.
It's clear. If you are in fear of your life, you have the right to use deadly force. So look, if somebody's in your backyard trying to get in your house, that puts fear in me. I can just tell you that. They're not coming in, I can tell you, if I can stop them.
Well, that peeping Tom looking under the bathroom stall could have put fear in someone too.
But you see what I'm saying about that? This is a great local example. And this happens all over the country. This
Sure.
is happening everywhere in our country. And so I brought this up this morning because this is a great example of how it can happen right here. Right here where we live, you can see an illegal doing things that most people wouldn't even think of doing. It's just, I mean, we don't know what his intentions were because he got caught. If he wouldn't have gotten caught, what would have happened then? Would we be reading about some poor young woman who had been murdered by this 20-year-old illegal immigrant from Guatemala? He should not be here to be able to do this. That's the
whole
point.
Well, the real story is, and this is how the media's got to deal with it, and we have to be aware of it. What if that woman who had that threat on her, imposed on her in the way it was as you described, had a weapon to protect herself? Would the story be that she was being carted off to jail for murder?
Right.
Or would it be a self-defense story that the news media picks up? It doesn't matter. We have to take back our rights and our liberties and our freedoms. And if we fail to do that individually, then we cannot rely on elected officials who are more worried about getting reelected and fail to manage a balanced budget and have still not put together immigration laws in place, protect those bad actors from coming over the line in the first place, Michael.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Our border was somewhat secure under Donald Trump. We still had issues. You're always going to have issues.
It was moving in the right direction.
Yeah, and if we could have gotten the support of the United States Congress for President Trump's plans, it would be just like the border between Gaza and Egypt. Because if you look at that border, Egypt does not want people from Gaza to live in Egypt. And they have a border that shows you how to do it.
Meanwhile,
and so, go ahead. Yeah. Anyway, we got about 15 seconds.
Real quick. Meanwhile, you got Biden giving advice on what Netanyahu can and cannot do as policy for the Israelis to defend themselves. And he cannot come forward with a clear policy on how to defend our nation's border, which he's taken an oath of office to protect. Him not doing so is impeachable.
Well, of course. But hopefully he'll just be unelected come November.
Can't wait.
Me too. All right. Thanks, Gene. Have a great weekend.
Velvet Hammer says signing off.
See you, buddy.
I remember the first meeting that I had with our chief medical team, and I said to them, I said, life comes down, you're going to be judged by the choices that you make. And when the choice to start this company came up, it was a no-brainer, because we all need to fight for what we believe in, and we need to strive for something.
I'm Dr. Heather Gessling. I'm a family medicine physician. I am the chief operating officer for the medical team at the wellness company. We strive to base all of our decisions on science, and the lack of unbiased science in the last 2 years is one of the catalysts that has brought about the wellness company.
My role in the wellness company is going to be largely one of education and re-education of our physician corps, who are going to be administering medicine to large numbers of people, we hope, under our guidance. Okay, we are not going to be telling them how to practice, but we are going to be telling them how to approach the patient in a different way. And that way involves returning to the first principles of medicine, which are the basic sciences.
Myself and the wellness company rely on data, scientific data, to drive critical decisions. But importantly, we must consider all available sources of data. Everything's on the table. Nutrition is basically what we put in our bodies. And you can imagine what we put in our bodies really matters. And nutrition science is going to play a giant role in the data-driven decisions and treatment plans that we devise at the wellness company.
So I'm Dr. Jen Vandewater. I'm a doctor of pharmacy. I graduated pharmacy college in 2006. I worked mostly for retail pharmacies, and through the years I noticed that it became very robotic. The pharmacy industry was no longer about patient care, and it became more fill prescriptions, give shots, anything you could do just to keep busy. There was no time for patient interaction and patient well-being. But while I was there, I was still seeing that people were on lots and lots and lots of medications. So as I was watching doctors prescribe more and more, I thought, well, how can I assist and help the patient realize they may be on too many medications?
Current medical practice is so completely off the rails that it almost has to be destroyed and rebuilt from the ground up, because we have allowed ourselves to be taken over by pharma for the most part. Most doctors just prescribe, they treat numbers as opposed to patients. They don't reverse disease, they maintain chronic disease. This is all wrong. Our approach is wrong. Our approach to these diseases is wrong. It is all based on giving a pill to treat a number. That is what modern medicine has become. We are not treating patients, we are treating numbers.
It's always been said that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And if we can prevent an illness, we can prevent suffering, potentially hospitalization, progression of disease, and death. So prevention is absolutely critical.
I see creating an integrated healthcare system that focuses on prevention versus being reactive. I see a company that's going to continue to have amazing products and put
third-party products in our store and in our platform that are vetted by some of the best physicians in the world.
What makes the Wellness Company's approach unique is that we're coming at different angles. We're not just coming into one area of health, we're coming into education. We're coming into training even providers on what health actually looks like. We've been kind of confused and misguided through the years, so the Wellness Company is hitting it in a way that nobody else has hit it before.
We have to go back to treating patients and getting them healthy again and maintaining that state of good health.
I truly am inspired to leave the world a better place than I came in. I want to create that change. I want to help people.
Grow in what you know about your health. Your health is yours. You own your body. We want to just guide you in that so you can make the right decisions for your health. And I'm excited to tell you that we're here and we're bringing you the best.